Welcome to the Loving Wellness Podcast, your compass to embracing a holistic approach to health, one that extends love not only to your body and spirit, but also ripples outward to those around you. I'm your host, Ava Nori, a registered dietitian and your wellness BFF. Together, we'll dive deep into all the ways you can practice loving wellness in your own life and tap into the healthiest, happiest, most aligned version of yourself through both solo episodes and conversations with experts in many fields. Let's get into the show. Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Loving Wellness Podcast. I hope you're all having a great end of your month. I can't believe it's March, just in a couple days, and I am excited to be back with another solo episode today. In the last two episodes, I did a solo Q&A where I answered all your holistic wellness related questions, and I got one question when I asked on Instagram for that Q&A about this topic of letting go of comparison and how to actually stop comparing yourself to other people. And I thought this question deserved its own solo episode where we could really dive deep and I could give it the attention it deserves, because my answer would not have been short if I included it in those episodes, and I thought it'd make a great topic for me to talk about. So that's really what today's episode is going to be about. I wanted to do a little mini episode, just kind of sharing some of the learnings that I have, you know, gathered throughout the years on this topic and my own experiences, but also just some reminders for when you do compare yourself and you're in that headspace on how to get out of it and things to remember so that you can get out of it quicker. And that's the whole point, right? It's not that we're never gonna make mistakes again. We're never gonna compare ourselves again to people. It's how fast can you get out of that headspace and back into your own energy and your own confidence. So with that being said, I feel like we are bombarded with ways and reasons to compare ourselves to others. With everything online and this landscape we're in with social media, there's just so much more to compare than there was maybe when our parents were growing up or grandparents. And so I think it's definitely something that we have to be more intentional and mindful of just as people living in this world today, especially if you go online and consume content in any shape or form. I find that when I'm comparing myself to others and really being hard on myself, because those two go hand in hand for me, there's almost always a correlation with increased social media use and too much of a focus on what others are doing with their lives versus what I'm doing for myself and my own progression. And that leads to this weird insecurity that I get of, I'm not doing enough. Other people are all thriving and I'm the only one who's stuck. And the most important thing that I've learned in that process is, first of all, social media is a highlight reel, as we all know, but we all need the reminder now and again. But second of all, to never compare my internal world with the external world of others, right? Never compare your insides to the outsides of someone else. And just that in and of itself is usually a good reminder to help me snap out of it if I'm getting into that headspace. As you all know, if you've been listening to the show for a while, I did a social media detox for 30 days a few months ago, and that truly, I know it sounds cliche, but it changed my life. And ever since then, I've had so many more boundaries around social media, and I've found that in the last few months, I am comparing myself to others so much less because of the fact that I'm not being exposed to what other people are doing. I have my blinders on. So I think the first step when you get into that self-comparison mode is to put your blinders on, to do just that, to do whatever it is you need to do. Mute people on social media that you're comparing yourself to. Stop consuming the content that is making you feel bad about yourself. Take a break from social media. And it doesn't have to be that drastic, but being disciplined enough to notice what is causing the comparison, and in many cases, social media is one of the biggest culprits, and having the courage, but also the, you know, self-awareness to stop doing those things. And it's not an easy task. I know I'm making it sound simple, but it's definitely one that's helped me on my own comparison journey and helped me become a lot more confident in who I am and what I'm doing. Because when I'm focused on my own path, that's when the comparison kind of melts away. And to that point, the next thing I kind of wanted to talk about was this reminder that we are all on our own path and everything is happening for you, not against you. So even your current circumstances, as shitty as they may be compared to someone else's, they're also the circumstances that a lot of other people are yearning for, and that's their goal in life. So it's always relative with comparison. There's always going to be someone who wants what you have, and there's always going to be someone who has what you want. But reminding yourself that you're exactly where you need to be right now, and everything is happening for you. Everything is happening in your life to get you to where you want to go, and you might not be able to see it now, but it's happening. It's there. That's always a nice reminder for me, to remind myself that I don't need to speed things up and reach XYZ goals right now, and why does this person have what I want right now and I'm not there? It's like, let's take a step back, let's slow down, and let's remind ourselves that I'll get there in my own timing. I'll get there in my own way. I'll get there on my own path. And that's also another really helpful reminder for me, to stop comparing my trajectory to the trajectory of someone else, especially when it comes to career and someone online who is doing what I want to be doing in the world. It's like, first of all, we don't even know how successful that person is. So that's another good reminder in and of itself. But it's also coming out of that lack mindset because, and this brings me to my next point, when I'm comparing myself, and oftentimes when we compare ourselves to others, the best question to ask yourself in that moment is, where am I feeling lack right now? You know, am I comparing my relationship with someone else's relationship because I'm not feeling secure in my relationship? Or am I comparing, going back to that example of the career, and am I comparing my career to so-and-so's career because I feel insecure about where my work is at right now or how much money I'm making right now? And it comes back to reflections that we can make on our own progress. And the thing with being triggered in this way of, I'm triggered because I'm comparing myself to someone else, any trigger I find, whether it's someone triggering me online or anything in my life, in my family, in my relationships, it's like, what is that thing trying to teach me right now? And using these things as opportunities to learn and grow. So if I'm comparing myself, or if you're comparing yourself to someone else and you're feeling down on yourself, you're feeling like you're a failure, or whatever the words you use to describe it are, feel it, right? Go through that feeling. And then once you're ready to use it for your own evolution and growth, you can literally use these things as pointers to point you in the direction that you need to go next, to point you in the next place that you need to work on within yourself. Maybe the next thing in front of me, because I'm getting triggered by this person's career, is, let me find ways to optimize my work so that I can feel better about the money I'm making or the work I'm doing or whatever it is. I didn't come up with concrete examples before, clearly, but you get the gist. It's like using these triggers of comparing yourself to others as opportunities for your own growth and upliftment. And I think that whenever we're triggered by anything, not just comparison, but maybe someone upset us in a certain way, we usually don't react. We usually don't get triggered by things if we're feeling really confident and really secure in that thing. So if someone tells me, Ava, you're so unhealthy, I would not be bothered with that because I'm not insecure about my health. It's like, I'm doing the things I need to do to be healthy. I feel really good about that. I'm secure in my health choices. I'm secure in how I feel in my body. So I don't really care if someone tells me I'm unhealthy because I'm not, that doesn't resonate with me. And when we get triggered and when we get these emotional reactions, it's usually because we do feel some sort of insecurity, some sort of negative feeling about ourselves within that and about that topic. So that's a really great place to look to if you want to grow and if you want to become a better version of yourself. That is, it's the universe telling you your next assignment, is how I view it. So the same thing goes for comparison. And I have mentioned this idea of being secure a couple times, so I want to kind of talk about that a little bit as well, because being secure and having confidence, and, you know, I have a whole solo episode on how to be confident and build your confidence up from the inside out. That's episode 34 of the show, if you're interested in listening to that, and I'll link it below in the show notes. But as I was saying, having confidence, being secure in ourselves is literally the antidote to comparison. And we sometimes forget. We forget all the positive things about ourselves. We forget how much value we bring to the table. And most of us are so quick to be hard on ourselves, to judge ourselves, and to say things to ourselves that we would never say to anyone else. We all do it. We're all prone to it. And so coming back to the things that you have done in this world, in your relationships, in your life that make you feel good about yourself, especially in those moments of insecurity and comparison and feeling that lack, can be a really great tool to kind of get you out of it. And the caveat here is you don't need to be doing things that are good in this world to be worthy, right? Like, we are worthy simply because we exist, because we're in this world, and we're all created equally, is my belief, and we're all created with this inherent worthiness that's inside of us. And a lot of us forget that, or we're told otherwise as we grow up and we pick up these limiting beliefs, and then we forget that we're these worthy beings. And all of that aside, there are also things in this world that do make us feel better about ourselves. And not just being worthy, but it's that confidence. And confidence comes from experiences that make you confident, right? So having a wins folder, this is my little hack to this, is if you're feeling like you're comparing yourself to others, if you're feeling bad about where you're at compared to someone else, or just in general, it doesn't even have to be with comparison, but that's the point of this episode. Go back to things that you have done, things that you've received. Maybe it's messages you've received that have made you feel really good about yourself because someone reflected something back to you that really made you feel like they see you, they hear you, they understand you, and they love you for you. Or maybe it's accolades, maybe it's awards you've gotten, maybe it's, if you're a practitioner of any sort or a coach or whatever it is, messages you've gotten from clients who you've helped, or even if you're in a corporate job and you have clients who send you nice messages because you really helped them out on a project or whatever it is. Maybe it's a message from your boss. Maybe it's just a really nice birthday card from your best friend telling you their favorite things about you. Go back to that. Go back to these little wins, little reflections of you and your impact on this world, because that can really get you out of this mindset that you're not doing enough. It'll show you, or at least for me, it's shown me that I do bring value, I am important, and I am on the right path because look at the impact I'm having on others. And I don't remember where I learned this tip, so my apologies. I don't know where to give credit, but I did learn this on a podcast or something, maybe a blog, of creating a folder on your computer, maybe on your phone, of these wins, of all the things that have been reflections of the good you're doing in the world. And I sometimes go back to that. And honestly, it's not even just going back to that, but it's just having that in general and taking the time to put together a few things that are things that you are proud of. But if you are in that comparison headspace, going back to those wins and showing yourself all of these things and that you're probably doing better than you think you're doing can be really powerful. So I wanted to include that tip in here as well, because I find that to be really, really effective and also just a nice thing to do, a nice thing to take a few minutes to reflect and see what are some things that I want to keep, some wins that I want to remind myself of if I'm ever feeling not so good about myself. Okay, my last tip here, and then I'll get into some reminders for when you do get into that headspace. Maybe you can play the second half of this episode and just remind yourself of these things to get yourself out of this headspace. But before I do that, the one other tip I have, and there's a quote that kind of puts this perfectly by Yoko Ono. She says, "Transform jealousy to admiration, and what you admire will become part of your life." And the point I'm trying to make here is using any comparisons you're making, any jealousy, because oftentimes comparison is linked to that jealousy piece of, why are they getting this thing? I'm jealous because I want that thing that they have. Or why are they at this point in their lives? Like, I want to be there. And, you know, a lot of times, and I learned this in a lot of the manifestation work that I've done, is using jealousy as a tool for expansion. And what I mean by that is, when we're jealous of something, when we're insecure about something that someone else has and we don't, it's usually because we see that thing as being ours. We see that thing as something that we want to create in our own lives, that we want to make manifest in our own lives. So use your comparisons as inspiration and as motivation to show you what's possible for you. In a lot of the manifestation work I've done in the past, there's this thing called expanders, where it's you're seeing other people get the things that you want. And when people have that thing, whatever it is, maybe it's a job that you want, maybe they have the family, the type of family dynamic you want, you are showing yourself that it's possible for you. You're expanding your mind. And using your comparisons can be the same thing of, let me see why I'm comparing myself to this person specifically. Because we don't compare ourselves to just about anyone. We usually do it when we're feeling like we can have that thing, but there's something in the way. So using that as inspiration for yourself and seeing what that person is doing, you know, how are they successful? How can you do certain things that they're doing to follow in their footsteps? And it's not about copying what other people are doing, but it's like, if that person got to where they are in a certain way, I definitely want to know how they got to where they are so that I can use that for my own expansion and my own progression. So it's kind of like that idea of never be the smartest person in the room, right? You want to always be surrounded by people who are doing better than you. And that's because of that inspiration. You are inherently comparing yourself, but it's because you see that possibility within yourself. You see that potential within yourself. And that's why we compare, usually. And sometimes it's super irrational and it's not a great source of inspiration, but other times it's a really nice way to see what role models you want to have and using them as inspiration instead of punishing yourself with that comparison. So with that, I hope some of those tips and reminders were helpful. And like I said earlier, I want to end off with just some reminders for when you do fall into that comparison trap, when you do go into that headspace and mindset. My hope is that you can come back to these. Maybe you'll write a couple of these down that really resonate with you, so that when you do go into that space, you can open up the note on your phone where you wrote these down, or you can listen to this part of the episode again to help you basically snap out of it and get out of that headspace. Because while we can use our comparisons productively, like I said in that last tip, we definitely don't want to be in a comparative mindset all the time. So when I come into comparison, a really nice reminder for me is, it's just such a waste of time, right? It's a waste of your precious hours in this life to be comparing yourself to others. And we all know this deep down, yet we do it anyway, me included. So just simply, the first reminder is, don't waste your time comparing yourself to someone else, because it's really not worth it. We only have so much time in our days, in our lives, so use it wisely. And the second kind of reminder that really helps me, and I can't remember who told me this, this is not anything groundbreaking, but once again, just a good reminder, and even a good exercise to do if you do get into this headspace, is reminding yourself that we can't cherry pick what we take from others. So if you wouldn't completely switch shoes with someone and take their entire life, the good, the bad, and the ugly, instead of yours, then there's no point in comparing, because they might have that one thing, but they also have a ton of other things in their lives that you probably wouldn't want, whether it's trauma they've accrued or family relationships that you wouldn't want, or whatever it is. We all have baggage, right? So if you wouldn't compare, or not compare, but if you wouldn't swap your entire life with someone else's, then don't waste your time comparing one part of your life to one part of that person's life. That one's a really good one. It snaps me right out of it when I'm scrolling online maybe and I see someone who has what I want, but
I wouldn't switch everything else in my life with theirs just to have that one thing. And most of us wouldn't with most situations. So it's a nice way to quickly snap out of it. And a good reminder always that we can't just cherry pick things. We all have more positive traits, more negative traits. We all have positive things in our lives and not so positive things in our lives. And that's just life, right? And we all have to just accept and cooperate with whatever we've been given and use that to our advantage is what I like to say. Okay, I kind of alluded to this and talked about this a bit in the episode earlier, but this other idea, this other reminder is that comparison creates this idea of inferiority and superiority, right? We're comparing ourselves. Someone else is better, we're worse. Or we're better, someone else is worse. There's also such thing as comparing ourselves in a way where we find ourselves to be in the quote unquote better position. And we create these superiority complexes. And we, when we're doing all these things, are creating separation is what we're really doing. And the idea that I really want to talk about here is that there is no such thing as separation. Like, that's an illusion. And you can find that idea in just about any spiritual text you read. But when you really awaken to your own soul and realize that we all come from one place, that we're all equal, and that there is no better or worse. And when we do go into that place, that's just ego. That's just an illusion, because we're all one under the laws of the universe, under what I call God. You can call it source, spirit, the universe, whatever word feels right for you. We are all one. And so when we separate ourselves, that's when comparison can even come in. If we're under the belief and really understanding this oneness that we all have and not living in that separation, then comparison doesn't even have a place. So I wanted to share that spiritual perspective as well, because I find that always helps me when I get into these mindsets and headspaces. And just to round things out, the final reminder I want to leave you with is, when we compare, we're putting the focus on the wrong person. We're putting our focus on someone else who we have no control over. And the one thing we do have control over is ourselves. And we don't have control over the circumstances we're under all the time, and we don't have control over so much, but we do have control over our experience of things, how we respond to things, how we use the cards we've been dealt in our lives. And when we compare, we're putting the focus on someone else and their life and their accomplishments. And if we could just use that energy, expend that energy that we're wasting on comparing ourselves to others to progress in our own lives and our own journeys, we'd all be better off. And that's just as much a reminder for myself as it is for you. But I find that we all make excuses for why we can't do certain things that are going to make us feel better and do better in life. And it all comes back to priorities. So if you're prioritizing yourself instead of prioritizing comparing yourself to others, that's where the real growth and magic can start to happen. So I hope this was helpful. I hope that this episode resonated with you, that it met you wherever you're at in your journey with your own inner growth, with your own spiritual growth, with your own self-comparison journey. And if this did help you and if you liked it, please make sure to subscribe to the podcast for more. I release new solo episodes every other week, and on the other weeks I release amazing guest episodes with incredible experts in the holistic wellness space. So I hope you enjoyed, and I will talk to you all in next week's guest episode. I have a really fun one coming up. And with that being said, make sure to follow me on Instagram as well at Ava Nouri Wellness to be reminded of when new episodes come out. All the podcast updates are on there, plus a ton of other wellness content if you want to follow along. Thank you again for listening. I love you all, and welcome if you're new, if this is your first solo episode or episode in general of the Loving Wellness Podcast. I'm so glad you're here and a part of this community, and just so grateful for each and every one of you who listens. So thank you, thank you. I'll talk to you all next week, and I hope you have an amazing start to your March. Mwah.